Tonight, God wants to talk about hold your ground. All right, hold your ground. Let's go to 2 Samuel 23. I love this story. But Eleazar stood his ground. Before this, there was two other kings that had conquered some things, all right? But the third king was Eleazar. But Eleazar stood his ground and struck... No, I'm sorry, this is the second king. But Eleazar stood his ground and struck down the Philistines till his hand grew tired and froze to the sword. The Lord brought about a great victory that day. The troops returned to Eleazar, but only to strip the dead. Now, I would say that was some fight if your hand froze to your sword, right? All right, so that there was three kings. This was the second king, and that's what he did. Now, next to Eleazar was Shammah, son of Agai. When the Philistines banded together at a place where there was a field full of lentils, which is peas, Israel's troops fled from them. But Shammah took his stand in the middle of the field. He defended it and struck the Philistines down, and the Lord brought about a great victory. The people deserted him, but Shammah alone stood his ground and protected his pea field. All right? Why does the enemy come? Two reasons. To inflict casualties and to destroy the crops. In other words, your fruit. Okay? This story that we just read tells us there is a time to take a stand. There's a time to fight, even when others are running away. Psalm 68:1 says, may God arise, may his enemies be scattered, may his foes flee before him. And tonight, your cry should be, I will stand faithful in my pea patch. Now, you're going to find out your pea patch could be a lot of things, all right? But remember, you should be saying, I will stand faithful in my pea patch. My pea patch is this ministry. I have to stand faithful in this ministry no matter what happens in my life, you know, in the ministry. I have to stand faithful. Now, God said, whatever you do, hold your ground. Never give one speck of dirt to the enemy. Make him move on. Never allow him to make you move on. This ground is your pea field, and the enemy has stolen as much as he can steal, as long as you make him stop. God said, this ground is your pea field, and the enemy has stolen as much as he can steal, as long as you make him stop. In other words, if you make him stop, he can't steal another speck of dirt out of your pea field. God said, why don't you roll him up into one big ball and throw him into the very depths of Sheol? Why do you allow him to roam all over your pea field? God said, if it was his pea field, you know, the enemy, you would not be in it. But you see, it is your field, and he is trying to usurp your third authority. Take it back even this night. Now, don't do this right now, because we're going to do this at the end. Take it back even this night, right now. This very moment, take it back and never allow another poacher to invade your territory. All right, let's go back where it said, if it was the enemy's field, you would not be in it. But you see, it is your field, and the enemy's trying to usurp your authority. God said, take it back, even this night, right now, this very moment, take it back and never allow another poacher to invade your territory. We're going to do that at the end. Then God said, I have been blessing my children, and the enemy comes right in behind the blessing and steals. Only you can stop this charade, and stop it you must. See this? Only you can stop the enemy from coming in and stealing from you. God said, my children, look at what is at your disposal in heaven. All you have need of is in the heavenly realm, absolutely everything. That's why we should abide in the third heaven. God said, what is there in hell that you so desire? Hell has nothing for you except eternal flames and damnation. It has no joy, no peace, no future worth living for, no love. It has nothing but torment and eternal damnation. That's what hell has for you. So those of you who won't sell out to God, what is it in hell that you want? You just have to ask yourself that. Second Samuel 23 tells us when the Philistines attacked the people of God, all the people ran away, all except one named Shammah. These were people of God that ran away. All right. Shammah took his stand in the pea patch and won the victory all by himself. Of course, we know God did it, but he took the stand. He didn't say, Aaron, come and stand here with me. He took the stand. You need to quit wanting somebody else to stand with you. God is looking for a strong tower that others can run into. And if you always have to have somebody by your side, you are not a strong tower. Now, do you hear that tonight? The Bible tells us that Shammah stood. He resolved in his heart that he would fight for that pea patch. He made up his mind that he would not run away from the battle. You have to make up your mind tonight that you're not going to run from your pea patch, that you're going to stand your ground, and the enemy's going to move. You are not going to move, no matter what your pea field is. Maybe Shammah had run before, but not this time. Today, he would stand and he would fight, even if it cost him his life. Now, this is what I'm saying, not what God's saying. Shammah knew that there are some things worth fighting for. Are you listening? Shammah knew that there were some things worth fighting for. Some of you don't even think anything's worth fighting for. That's why you give in to the enemy all the time. Everything in your life is worth fighting for. Everything in your life was given to you from God, and the enemy's always going to try to steal, kill, and destroy the things that God has given you. So everything is worth fighting for. I don't care how little you think it is or minute you think it is. It's worth fighting for because it came from God. And that if it didn't come from God, the enemy wouldn't fight you for it. He wouldn't. He would not fight you for it. I wish you would have 40 years under your belt of fighting. Then you would understand what I'm saying, because the only things he fights you for are the things that God gave you. Shammah's reason for standing. Why did Shammah fight? He knew that without food, that the people would perish. He knew the people had to eat, and that if they were going to eat, the fields had to be defended. And I'll say it again. Shammah knew that some things were worth fighting for. And see, what these enemies did, these other armies did, is they would come, wait till the crops were ready to be harvested, and then they would just come in and just run all through the crops and destroy them and kill anybody that would come in their way. Then the people starved. This is what was going on. All right, what was Shammah's reward for standing? The Bible tells us that Shammah slew the enemies of the people of God. He slew the enemies of the people of God. Because he fought, he enjoyed a great victory. If he had run away like all the others, he would have been a coward and he would have been defeated. The enemy would have prevailed. Just because one man stood, all the people would eat that year. In your family, if one person would stand for righteousness, your family will be delivered. They will. But see, you have to stand unwavering. You have to stand no matter what your eyes see. You have to stand no matter what your ears hear. You have to stand because God has given you a promise that your household would be saved. So you have to, no matter what your kids are doing, no matter what your husband, wife is doing, you have to stand your ground and tell the devil, no, devil, nope, nope, nope. That's my blood running through their veins. And my blood's anointed and you can't have them. They belong to God first and to me second. And they're my, I taught something like this years ago, that they're my pea field, my kids are, and you're not going to have them. Amen. If we want the reward of victory, then we must arm ourselves, stand our ground, and fight for the glory of God. You want a music ministry, then you're going to stand your ground. You're going to have to tell the enemy, you're not going to come in with doubts and unbelief and all kind of junk and put in my head. I'm standing my ground because God said he wants me to do music. Ask it. If God told you you're going to have a ministry, then you, every time the enemy comes against that ministry, you have to say, no, you're not stealing my ministry. That's my pea field. And I'm going to stand my ground at all costs. I could just see Shem out there, you know, all by him. Everybody's running. You know, I always said to you guys, I wouldn't want you in a foxhole with me. I'd look around, you wouldn't be there when the battle got rough. And this is what the people did to Shammah. The battle got rough, and so they ran, and he stood all by himself. He said, I'm going to stand. Are you understanding this? Come on. It was a time of great conquest. You read that in verse 12. The Lord defeated the enemy. The Lord defeated the enemy. This last part of verse 12 tells us that the one who really won the victory was God. He gave Shammah the ability to stand. He gave Shammah the power to fight. He gave Shammah the skill to win. He gave Shammah the victory over his enemies. Shammah may have held the sword, but it was God who fought the battle. God has been telling us over and over again, I'm going to fight the battle for you. They're not your enemies. They aren't my enemies. I'm going to destroy your enemies. You have to be free to hear my voice and do my work. But too many in the body of Christ are fighting the enemy. And they're even fighting the wrong enemy. And you need to quit fighting the enemy. Just stand your ground. Devil, you can't. What we read, what God gave us a really good word this morning. No weapon formed. No weapon. I don't care what it looks like formed against you can ever prosper. Just like God told me years ago, the devil's going to come at you. He's going to turn you every which way but loose. But he can do anything he wants to you except kill you. He did everything he could except kill me. But I kept remembering God's voice when he said he can't kill you. And I kept saying to the devil, you can't kill me, devil. I'm going to be standing and rejoicing when you're finished with your test. The first time the devil came at me, I said, aha, you can't even touch me, devil. I was just so cocky, you know, and standing there talking to the devil face to face. I said, there's nothing you can do to me. You can't hurt me in any way, shape, or form. Well, guess what? He went back to God. And then that's when God said, you do anything to her you want to, but don't kill her. And then God told me, daughter, he's coming after you again. And this time he's not playing around. But he can't kill you. Remember that always. He can't kill you. And boy, I had to hold on to that with everything, fiber of my being. But guess what? I did exactly what God said. I was stood up and shouted the victory. I was standing and the enemy was defeated. So I'm telling you this tonight to tell you, God's not going to allow the enemy to kill you. He's going to give him permission to try you, to test you, to see how strong you really are. But he can't kill you. You're the only one that can die yourself. The enemy can't kill you. Are you listening here? It was the same when David walked into the valley against Goliath. Or when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood their ground. Or when Daniel continued to pray in spite of what the king commanded. Same thing as what Shammah did. Men, women, and children, I'm talking about us in here, take their stand because they are empowered by God. He gives the victory. Every one of us in our undercover, man, woman, or child, the reason why we stand our ground is because we know that our God is able. That our God is stronger than any enemy that comes against us, right? When we face the spiritual battles of life, we need to remember that those battles are the Lord's. And that's 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15, Psalm 35, 1, and 1 Samuel 17, 47. Therefore, when you fight the battles, whether you win or lose, you have done what the Lord requires. You have been faithful. You might feel in your spirit that you have lost, but really, truly, you have not. You're always winning the battle. You know, somebody might help, the person in my house is sick. Every time I go in there, they'll call me and I go in there and they say, would you please read the word to me? So when I read the word, they always go to sleep. And so one day I said, well, every time I read the word, you go to sleep. And he said, because when you read the word, it becomes anointed and alive. And it feeds my spirit, man. He said, nobody else can read it like you can. So what's that telling me? the anointing rises up, and when I speak the words, the anointing goes out and touches him, and he rests, goes into a complete rest and falls asleep. When anybody else reads it, the anointing's not there. So the words are not anointed, they're just words, and he still stays tormented. Are you listening to this? You should have so much anointing inside of you that no matter what you say, it's anointed words, and it causes peace. All right? And I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just trying to teach you something. As you stand your ground, as you stand your ground, God fights the battle. I prayed peace over this person over and over and over again. They wouldn't go to sleep. They just kept being tormented. But the minute I started speaking the word, the peace came, and they went to sleep. I kept standing my ground. Somewhere, somehow, God, you've got to give me some wisdom. This man has got to get some rest. And God gave me the wisdom through reading of the word. All right, we're talking about Shammah. The Lord defended the ground because God had one man who was willing to stand. The fields were protected and the people were saved from starvation and from slavery. Think about this for a moment. If you do not stand, Satan will certainly take everything from you he can get his hands on. I know God has told Brother Brett more than one time, if you fall, your parents fall. He has to stand his ground or he takes so many people with him. Why does the enemy fight him so hard? Because the enemy wants to take him and all those that are trusting in him at this given time. So it doesn't matter. You know, I was thinking the other day, you know, if God hasn't told you this, then it's not true in your life. When I was first born again, God told me some were born to suffer, and you, daughter, will suffer because of me. And so no matter how much suffering I have to go through, how much sorrow I have to bear, God already told me that when I first got born again. And so I can stand because he's already told me and prepared me that I will suffer. I could have walked away and said, I don't want to do that, God. But I had opened my big mouth and said, here I am, Lord. Use me. But then God knew I was going to do that anyhow. Amen. What I'm saying here is you might have to suffer. Because if you don't, somebody else is going to fall with you. All right? So you have to stand your ground is what I'm saying. The enemy is still attacking the people of God just as he did through the Philistines. And just like it was then, people are still fleeing from the scene of the battle. People are abandoning the harvest and are choosing to flee rather than fight. Many, many, many people have told us when we first started it, they love me and they love the church, but they couldn't stand my hard preaching. They couldn't live that lifestyle. So they fled. They ran from the battle of dying to your flesh. And see, so I look around. You guys don't mind the battle or you wouldn't be sitting here. You're willing to do whatever it takes to get every bit of flesh peeled off of you so that you can be a strong tower that others can run into. Question I'm asking, where do you stand tonight? Are you willing to stand idly by while the enemy ransacks your possessions? Think about this. Or like Shammah, are you willing to take your stand for God regardless of the consequences and fight until the victory is won? Adam, think about this really super hard. Let's say it again. Where do you stand tonight? Are you willing to stand idly by while the enemy ransacks your possessions? Or like Shammah, are you willing to take your stand for God regardless of the consequences and fight until the victory is won? And I'm saying that to you because God is saying as you take your stand, you're going to lose some of your family. You're going to lose some of your friends. So you might find yourself alone. But are you willing to take the stand to protect your pea field, protect your ministry, and also your wife, he's saying. She's your pea field also. And God is just telling me right now to tell you you're going to struggle and you're going to be fighting really hard. But he's in your corner. And as long as you persevere, you won't fall. And I don't mean, he doesn't mean struggling with past sins, struggling with the fact that you might lose the ones that you love. I can guarantee you that, Adam, that as if I had asked, there's many people in here would say they lost loved ones because of their stand for God. Christopher just about lost his whole family because he stayed in the Lighthouse Church because they thought I was a cult too. But he stood his ground and God is truly blessed. So, you know, you have to think about this really hard. Where do you stand tonight? And God is saying, how firm is your foundation? How firm is it? This is me talking still. Anything in black is me. Will you stay in the pea patch while others are running away? Think about this tonight. Are you willing to tell the Lord that you know some things are worth dying for? Tell him that you will take your stand for him. And that you will be found in the battle regardless of what others do? Will you stay in the pea patch this evening? Are you listening here? Well, every time you're doing something right, the enemy comes. I'm hearing God say, with this club to knock you down. But you have to learn to stand. God, you saw his daughter stand still. And when you've done all the stand. I used to get so upset with him about that. But what he was saying was, don't let the enemy steal your pea patch. Stand your ground at all costs. At all costs, no matter what it costs you. You have to stop and really look at what happened to the people in the Bible. You know, like Peter, he had to leave his wife at home while he traveled around preaching the gospel. You know, so, and God told one man, the only way you can follow me is to leave your family and just follow me. Forsake everything and just follow me. I had to forsake my family when I was first born again. But, you know what, as I stood my ground, they all came around and understood. And they started serving God too. And I don't mean my husband and children. I mean my other families, mothers, fathers, and everything. My father got saved because I stood my ground. I didn't have the nerve to go to him and say, Daddy, you really have to get saved. Even though every time when I preached to him, you know, I always slide the word in there. So one day I sent him a little get well because he was sick, dying really. And I said, you ought to watch Jimmy Swaggart. He's really good, Daddy. And so he did, and he got saved. Died loving the Lord, talking about the Lord, you know. And it was a wonderful thing. But he said, you embarrass me out there preaching and stuff. He said, I'm embarrassed. I said, that's okay, Daddy. One day you'll understand, you know. I love my daddy with all my heart. And it was hard to hear him say those things to me. That he was ashamed of me because I always did everything I could so he'd be proud of me. But I had to stand my ground. I had to make a choice either it was my heavenly father or my earthly father. And I chose my Heavenly Father. So what are you doing tonight? What kind of ground are you standing on? Think about it. I hope not your emotions. Your emotions will take you under. When we decide that we are going to take a stand for the Lord, look out. Trouble is on the way. And that's just what God's telling you, Adam. As long as we are doing nothing, we are no threat to the devil at all. But the very second we begin to stand our ground, the enemy will invade our pea patch and try to stomp down our crop. Remember what the enemy found was no opposition when he was going through the pea patches. They would march into the fields and the people would flee in terror. Tonight you are one hair's breadth away from this side of victory. One hair breadth away from this side of victory. Then God says, Come, little ones, take back what the palmer and cankerworm have stolen from you over the years. Take back your marriages. Take back your children. This is your pea fields now. Take back your children, your health, your finances, your jobs, your lands, your giftings. Okay? Are you listening? Are you really ready to take your stand and in your pea field and take back everything that the enemy has stolen? I don't care what the situation looks like. The enemy knows what it really looks like. And God really knows what it looks like. The enemy's trying to make you look at it differently. The enemy already knows he's lost, but he's trying to make you believe otherwise. So it's up to you tonight. Are you going to take your stand? All right, this is what we read before, but I said we're going to do it at the end. So God says, take it all back right now. I give you time to take it back and give notice to the enemy that he will never, ever have trespass rights ever again. And then God said, while you're thinking about that, God said, put up the no trespassing notice and keep it up. Then God says, shoot him on sight. Send the angels of light out after them. It is time to take back all that he has stolen. For this is a dispensation of time when I am restoring all things back into the hands of my faithful ones. I said all things, both big and small. God said, this is your night of revenge over the enemy. This is your night of total victory. This is your night to see the devil defeated in every area of your life. Every area of your life. Not just one or two. Not just three or four. Every area. Are you ready to defend your pea field? God said, right now, take it all back. I give you time to take it back and give notice to the enemy that he will never, ever have trespass rights ever again. I want you to sit there in your seat, and I want you to take a few moments to think about Shammah and how even though all the other Christians left him, he stood his ground and he saved the pea patch. He saved the church. He saved the community. Then I want you to sit there and think about your little selfish thoughts that you have about how you are misunderstood or you've been abused or somebody doesn't say hello to you or, you know, whatever it is, that dumb stuff that the Antichrist has placed in you. Is it worth it all to lose your pea patch? Stop and think about this tonight. And as you think about it, and you're ready to take it all back from the enemy's hands, the altar is open